Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
What do you think of when you hear the phrase, necessity is the mother of invention?
I think it was the most used phrase in the business community, at least, of 2020. But it's understandable because it really did take on an added meaning during quite challenging economic times.
Very fair point. According to a survey of over 500 US small businesses, 92% have reinvented themselves during the pandemic, with many having pivoted in multiple ways.
Yeah, that's right. The show says that no matter how big or small your business or organization is, this is the time to be nimble, move fast, and act smart.
But the thing about it is, you know, you realize there's no exact formula on how you navigate a business amidst tough times. But there are two actions that are imperative.
So one of them is getting creative. So you start by taking a deep dive into what your company really means to you and your clients.
And the second one, which might be the harder one, is to be willing to let go of something that may have kept your company going pre-COVID, but that's not going to serve you right now.
Yeah, that's right. I think feel like that starts on a really personal level as well.
That's very true. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's find out more from Scott Cullather, who is the co-founder of Invent. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Elliot, great to chat with you. And Manisha, nice to be with you this morning. Thank you.
You're also the president and CEO of Invent Group, which is now in New York. That's the holding company. What a name, Invent. But it is spelled in this instance, I-N-V-N-T. Could you tell us a little bit more about it? And we understand you started this business with your wife.
Yes, I did. Her name is Christina McCoubrey. She is the chief operating officer of the Invent Group. And coincidentally enough, we started it in 2008. When we were not dealing with a pandemic, but we were dealing with the global economic crisis brought on primarily by the financial situation on Wall Street. And we've actually, since 2008, grown into a holding company. We now have 8 offices in 5 different countries. Proud to say that we have an office in Singapore near the Cross Street Exchange, right downtown. And it's a holding company that basically focuses on creating brand stories for large organizations and brands all around the world. 4 different businesses, a brand strategy agency, a culture consultancy, a digital content studio, and a live events business, all focused on creating brand stories for brands and organizations.
Well, you know, Scott, as you just described some of the services you offer, it made a lot of sense to me and I was able to connect the dots. But you mentioned these brands. Can you share some of the big names that you work with?
Yes, of course. So everybody from Facebook to General Motors to McDonald's to SAP to Merck Pharmaceuticals to Pfizer and on and on and on, financial services as well as personal goods and services.
Okay, and before we go any further, can you just explain what is a brand story?
Yeah, of course. So everybody, every organization, every company has a story, has a message that they need to communicate. And I would drill that all the way down to the individual human being as well. We each have a message and a brand that we need to portray and communicate. So a brand story simply helps a brand or an organization bring their vision, their values, their core business offerings, and everything that they stand for. It brings it together in a single organizing principle that then becomes the brand story and helps to communicate all of those things to their potential customers or clients or other key constituents.
Scott, I'm curious, because you're talking to us today about how a brand can reimagine themselves for the year. The word pivot keeps coming to mind, but at Invent, did you guys have to go on your own pivoting journey?
Oh, absolutely, Elliot. Invent Group is made up of those 4 disciplines, but the largest of which is a live events business called Invent. And as the pandemic rolled through the world, one of the hardest hit industries was the event industry. Mm. You know, hotels and travel and festivals and business meetings and everything live kind of shut down. So as a result, that being a very large part of our offering, at the Invent Group, we did, in fact, have to shift our business and pivot, not dramatically, but very quickly, which we were able to do successfully.
So on that note, and I think it might seem like a really silly question, but I think, you know, there are a lot of businesses who don't know the answer to this. When do you know that it's time to pivot?
So our brand positioning is challenge everything. We see ourselves as a challenger agency for challenger organizations. And so from my point of view, I think you always need to be continually pivoting. And those pivots can take the place of small little shifts in the business, or they can take the place, as it did with us in our industry, in a fairly dramatic level of pivoting. And so I think it should be the responsibility of leadership at all organizations to continually look at the way they're handling and managing the business, the way they're running their business lines and servicing their customers, and always look at shifting and or pivoting the business regardless of the size or the proportion.
And another aspect also, I'm curious about, you know, the ways that you've diversified your company's offering to meet the changing demands of clients. But more importantly, what kind of hurdles would companies expect to face when they're trying to take on this challenge?
I think the main thing is, you know, in order to grow, a lot of companies want to be all things to all people or all things to all organizations, and they'll try and expand far beyond what their sort of core principles, values, and offerings are. And so I think, number one, as you begin to look at diversifying, focus on what you do really well. Look at areas where your customers are hiring other organizations to do work that you might be able to take on because it's aligned with your core offerings, your values, and what you actually bring to the marketplace, and then begin to string those together. So if you look at Invent Group, we started as a live events company or a live brand storytelling agency, and we simply have evolved that now into these other disciplines, all with the focus of bringing brand story to life. So as long as there's a common thread that's able to link the offerings, or in our case, the different businesses and the services that they offer, as long as there's a common link to pull all of that together to your core mission and values, then you should continue to look to diversify.
Okay, obviously last year was a really tough year amidst COVID-19, and this pandemic hasn't gone away, so there's still a lot of work to be done. In terms of business hacks, what sort of top tips do you have for companies who are listening to this right now, and how can they get on this? What's the first thing they need to do if they're thinking to themselves, okay, do I need to take action here?
Yeah, well, the first thing is that take action. And so often leaders in organizations become paralyzed and they're not exactly sure what to do. You know, when the pandemic hit, you know, and the live events business shut down, we didn't exactly know what we needed to do, but we started to take action immediately. So first off, you need to evaluate everything that you're about and the products and services that you offer to the industry. And then you need to, once you do a full audit on all of that, figure out where you can go in order to shift your business and keep the clients and the revenue streams coming in. Beyond that, I think you absolutely need to communicate more, not less. So communicating regularly to employees, to customers, clients, the press, and everybody, frankly, communicate more, not less. And there needs to be a full level of transparency around that communication. In those early days, we were communicating quite regularly with our employees. We still do, actually. And we got lots of information from them that helped guide us to a position where we wound up ultimately shifting our business in order to get through the pandemic.
What about companies who have successfully reinvented or pivoted and they're working in this hybrid of, you know, half online, half in person? We know now vaccination has begun. We are expecting, you know, the world to be fully vaccinated in a year or two, or maybe a little bit more. Should we then anticipate the next pivot and how it's not going to come so, it's not going to take so long before we have to pivot again? What is your opinion of that?
Well, I think there's going to be massive shifts back to, you know, a sense of normalcy. So that in and of itself, you know, my wife and I were talking just yesterday and we were saying, you know, life is unfortunately in the pandemic with the lockdowns and wearing masks, that's starting to feel normal, unfortunately. And so what's going to happen is when we do come back, when the world does right itself again, there's going to have to be sort of an undoing of those memories and that muscle memory of what normal is. And so I do think that that again, Elliot, is going to create a need for businesses to shift. And I'll give you an example. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of employees that are fine working from home. Mm. And so are organizations and companies going to, once it's safe, are they going to dictate that you've now got to come back into the office like you did pre-pandemic? Right. Or are you going to kind of look at the way you operate your business and allow for that flexibility? Because it certainly works, and it has worked, and it's been proven over the last 8 or 9 months that you can do it. And some people are actually thriving in that. So it'll be an interesting test, I think, for large organizations to sort that one in particular.
Yeah, definitely. And on that note, Scott, at the beginning of this conversation, you talked about shifting brand stories, right? What I've noticed, and Elliot, maybe you've noticed as well, is that more and more brands are making the new normal part of their narrative. Among the big brands that you've worked with, have you observed this?
Oh, yes, entirely. And in fact, you know, we talk about it a lot at our agency. And today's the Super Bowl here in America. So it's, you know, it's one of the largest advertising platforms in the world. And if you watch the commercials, you can look at the brands that are actually being sensitive to the pandemic and being sensitive to racial injustice, you know, not only in America, but around the world. And you can see that through their commercials, through their advertising, through their digital campaigns, you can see the brands and the organizations that are actually paying attention to this and being sensitive to it. So I think without doubt there are brands, and the ones that are going to come out on the side of getting through this successfully are those that are actually paying attention and demonstrating that through the way that they're telling their brand stories.
Yeah, and as we're speaking, it is the first quarter of Super Bowl 55, and I'm curious about that to wrap things up. You talk about reinventing. You know, one industry that really has to figure out how to reinvent, and where money is concerned, is the sports industry. What are your thoughts on how they can possibly, you know, pivot or shift, especially this year?
Yeah, well, I think the one thing that the leagues should be doing around the world is doing what corporations are doing with their employees and creating an online experience that goes with the live experience that literally creates a hybrid experience. I think that what's happening now with sports, because there are no live fans, is that they're losing that sense of community and engagement to their fan base. And I think that if they took a more hybrid approach where they combined not just broadcasting it, but actually creating an interactive engagement platform with fans while the games are happening, that would be the first step that I would take.
I feel it can create new jobs as well. We've been speaking with Scott Kalantha, who is the co-founder of Invent. Scott, really appreciate your time. Take care and stay safe.
Elliot, Manisha, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.